5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Welcome everybody to the Voice and Poncho Radio Show. With that music, Poncho, it's not too hard to figure out what we're thinking about.
That's exactly right. NFL season tools. Also, it's college rush season, which means the sorority girls. And with this webcam, what I wouldn't do for a few young pledges up in here, tools. Hard to get would turn into getting it hard with Poncho. But this is a sports show, and it's lovely.
Yep, we got a camera in here. I mean, I don't know if people are going to want to or not, but we're going to put this up on YouTube. You can check it out if you want to see some video. We're in studio. Give me a cheers. Drinking beer.
And thank you for wearing your best t-shirt, tools, to this special Show 46. Wonderful.
Okay, let's get right in it. We're going to talk about the Eagles game. Do you think they have a chance to win, Poncho?
Oh, against the Redskins Monday night? I think they have a chance to win. I'm not saying they're going to win it. If I had to predict it, actually, I think we're going to lose them Monday night, to be honest with you. Not to bring it down any more than you already are. I realize your life's full of pathetic endeavors, and you probably haven't been late in years, but I think they're going to lose Monday night, and it's going to be close, 23-17, 23-20, I'm thinking.
Well, which one is it? Let me get your prediction so I can write it down.
I say the Redskins, sorry, we're not calling the Redskins anymore, tools. The dark people by three.
We're not allowed to call them the Red.
No, okay. There's some people boycotting
Redskins by three. Do you think it's going to be a high-scoring affair?
Did you hear? I just said 23-20, so take it as that comes.
Okay, that's, you don't know.
But the big story, according to Zach Berman this week, is a non-fight between Riley Cooper and Kerry Williams. Talk about creating stories.
Did you see the video of the fight?
Mm-hmm.
And what do you take out of that video?
Well, I take out of it, tools. It's kind of hard to have a punch throw when you got a helmet on. I tweeted this out earlier. I'm active on Twitter. I'm active in the shorts and the shorts of your woman. But I tweeted it out earlier that I thought you can't throw a punch when you got a helmet on, tools. So it's not a fight. Not a fight.
Kerry Williams is obviously a little weird. He's like one of those guys at work that you just don't want to deal with. You want to stay away from him because he thinks everybody's after him. One of those type guys. Mm-hmm. But this being said, if he gets an interception against the Redskins, all of it goes away. If he plays bad, this guy's an idiot. And if he's not a good corner, get him out of town because he's freaking annoying.
Yeah, actually, he's my turn up guy for this week. I think.
Really?
You're already calling.
You want to do turn up players?
Well, he's getting a lot of hate right now, tools, and I think the guy's turn up a fire in him.
And, you want
turn up?
Yeah.
Turn up.
Yeah. Turn up player of the week for you. It's Kerry Williams for the Eagles.
That's technology, and yeah, that is my prediction. And about that fight story, you know, Zach Berman, he claimed he heard Kerry Williams, you know, or Riley say the N-word again. How do you know? The guy, Berman's at knee level. How's he going to hear anything?
No. I think you're reporting this wrong. From everything I've read on Twitter, they claim that Kerry Williams used the N-word, yeah. Which I...
Who cares? Nobody cares.
Nobody cares.
I know. Well, who's your turn-up guy?
Turn-up.
Well, my turn-up player for the Eagles this week, and when we say turn-up player, it can't be like the obvious guy. It can't be like, I'm not going to say LeSean
McCoy.
Yeah. I'm not going to say my guy.
Even though you'd like to turn it up with him in the bedroom, you love Shady. You're all over him.
Well, okay, we'll talk more Shady in the fantasy segment because you got to answer some questions, but my Eagles turn-up player of the game is Zach Ertz. I think they're going to feature him.
I was just going to say your ass hurts from last night still. How did I know you were going to come in here and pull Zach Ertz out? I don't know, tools. Two or three catches. That's all I see.
Can I give you my key to the game? And actually,
sure.
I think it's the key to the Eagles season. I will give you one guess what it is.
Key to the Eagles season. Well, the thinking man, the intelligent man knows it's Michael Vick in our quarterback play, but
what are you going to say? Part of it, but what about Michael Vick?
Well, first of all, staying healthy.
Nope. Mine is, if Michael Vick, which I don't know how he's going to be able to do this because he's not been able to do this for so many years, I don't know how he's going to change, but can he read the blitz? Think about it.
Right.
Think about it. He cannot read the blitz. That's what was it, the Bears in 2010. Remember when he was on that tear? He was doing really well.
Yep.
I think it was the Bears. They figured Vic out, which I don't know why it took that many people or that long to figure it. Blitz him. Blitz, 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 blitz.
And ever since, we've been in mediocrity.
Yeah, you're exactly. If that.
And I heard somebody saw him with a puppy the other night.
You think 4-12 is mediocrity?
I'm talking about Vic's play. Mediocre at best. Okay. There you go.
Yeah.
But I got to make another Eagles point here. Could I make one more about it? I'm telling you right now, and this is the truth, and everything I say is usually the truth, Tools.
Okay.
And you know that. This team starts off 1-3 and still makes the playoffs. Okay, the great poncho right there.
That's my prediction
for the season.
Lay that thought process out for me.
It's going to be a slow start.
Who are they going to win? Who are they going to beat?
Well, I think they're going to beat the Chiefs.
The Chiefs. So they're going to lose to the Redskins. They're going to lose to the Chargers.
Yeah.
You think the Chargers are a good team?
No, I don't. But the Eagles aren't going to be a good team to start the season.
Then they're going to beat the Chiefs. Who do they play game four? You don't even know.
But Tools.
I don't know.
Let me tell you something right now. I'm hurting a little bit right now, Tools.
About what?
I had some Korean food for dinner. And let me tell you, that stuff gets through you quick. I had an explosion. And I'm burning up a little bit right now.
Don't tell me
so,
that.
Just so our listeners know, you ever have Korean food?
Yes.
What'd you think of it?
Oh, I think it's good. I enjoy it. But I'm...
Yeah, you'll be eating dessert in the bathroom, guaranteed. Stuff flies out of you.
All right. Do you have any more analysis? Because I got a couple things I want to say about this game.
Yeah, go ahead. I said, where's your prediction? I said 23-20 Skins.
I do not like the Eagles in this game. I think it's a tough spot. So I'm going to say 34-21 Redskins.
All week to prep, and you had to come up with your prediction on the fly like that.
No.
All week to prep for this damn show, and you didn't even think of who was going to win the game.
I have been trying to think, how could the Eagles possibly win this game? You know, what would be the scenario that the Eagles could win this game? And I just can't think of any of them. I can't think of one.
Well, I'm curious why you're not drinking your beer over there, Tools. Come on.
I'm drinking. I have a question for you, Poncho.
Yep.
Sometimes, I mean, I don't think you really have a clue what you're talking about, but I'll ask you a question anyway. How much did Chip Kelly hide in the preseason?
He hid everything.
No, okay, so during this Redskins game, is the Eagles offense going to come out in the field and you're going to be going, wow, I can't believe they're running? Or am I going to be mesmerized, or is it just going to be like a little bit different than the preseason?
I don't think you're going to be mesmerized. I think the tempo and the speed of the way the plays are being called and then snapped is going to be similar. But I think this guy has some tricks as far as formations and movements, where guys are going to be lining up and things like that. I think that stuff's going to be different. On the field stuff, but the timing stuff I think is going to be the same. That was brilliant.
A note I have written here, I said, can we score 35 points?
I think
they're going to score 34. No, this defense is so bad.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's terrible. Yeah. I mean,
speaking of bad defenses, did you catch the game last night? The Ravens are a joke.
Well, okay. All right, are we done with the Eagles game?
I mean, if you want, I'll mail you a letter before we transition if you need that.
So let's go. We both are on record as saying the Eagles are going to lose. How about last year we said they're going to win the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I think I said they're going to the Super Bowl, and you piggybacked, as you always do on Poncho, knowing his greatness, his authoritativeness.
But I also took the Ravens in the Super Bowl. Don't forget that.
This year, though, brother.
So you want to talk about the Broncos game?
Oh, my God. Ravens are an absolute joke. My boy, my man or my fantasy team, Demaryius Thomas, he did some work last night, brother.
I wouldn't say work, but I definitely think he is an excellent receiver with Peyton Manning. He's a
tools. These dirty bird cornerbacks woke up with Demaryius's guy goo all over him because he tore him to shreds last night. Fuck 60.
Do you think Demaryius Thomas is a top five fantasy wide receiver?
Well, honestly, top five. I took him because
top 10.
I took him 22nd overall in my draft, and he's my number one receiver.
Is it a PPR or not?
It's not.
It's not. And you still took him 22nd.
Yeah. Tools.
That's
he's the
high.
Kind of guy that gets yours, not
what
receptions.
What receivers went in front of him?
It was receiver, then I took him. I wanted Roddy White. Roddy White went a pick before me, so. There you go. But it was Dez Bryant, Roddy, and then I got him. So there I was.
What? Dez Bryant went what pick?
Ahead of, I guess, 20th. Dez Bryant's going to have a monster year.
So what receivers went ahead of Dez Bryant?
Calvin Johnson.
Brandon Marshall?
I had written down here.
No, okay. Well, no, we don't need to break it down that much.
What else do you have to do here? What are you going to be doing all night?
I think it was a pretty good pick. What are your running backs in that league?
Well, I told you. Shady McCoy, Chris Johnson. I also got Darren Sproles. So, you know, I don't have a...
Well, that's not bad.
I didn't like
Who's
taking McCoy third, but Colin Kaepernick, and I have Roethlisberger as a backup. And I have EJ Manuel, 14th round pick. So.
Hey, one thing's for sure. One thing. It's better than your team last year. Your team last year, my team was bad, but your team was
My first pick was Larry Fitzgerald last year. So,
yeah,
but,
that's
Peyton Manning. 7 touchdown passes, Tools. Last time you scored 7 times was you were unconscious at that Boy Scout retreat back in 89. You're like canteen boy in real life.
How about the DeSean Jackson play? In a league I'm in, there's a guy who has the Denver defense.
DeSean Jackson.
Imagine this. So this guy, did you watch the game last night?
Oh, okay. I thought you made a mistake on a name. Okay, go.
No, what I'm saying is imagine if you lose to somebody by like 4 points and you have Denver's defense. You are not going to be happy. And I hope that happens to Shane in my one league. I'd laugh about that.
And well, who's your defense? Who do you have?
I have the Ravens in both leagues.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not. They got 5 points.
Wait a minute. You don't have negatives in your league?
No.
Oh, come on, Tools. You got to have
negatives. Negatives are stupid.
I don't think so. Dude, if you get blasted for 49, I think you deserve to lose a couple points.
Negative points?
Yeah. And this time, Tools, I was about 6 minutes late when I press start, so
do you
just so you know I forgot to press it.
So explain to me these negative points in your league.
I actually this year I'm not sure if there is negative, but last year is negative, and I prefer negatives. I think if you give up three
if you like rush for 5 yards but you fumble it twice, you'd be like negative four.
Lose two for a fumble in my league and two for a pick in my league. That said, I don't know if it's even negative league. Last year I was in a negative league.
Yeah, but I'll explain to you the problem with negative leagues. Let's say you are up 1 point, right? Let's say you're up 140 to 139.
Yeah.
And you have one player yet to go, right?
Yeah, I hear you. You shouldn't lose when
you
have
a guy. You wouldn't play him, no matter who he was, just in case he got injured and lost that point.
That's
negative.
Good point.
I don't think negative points are good in fantasy football, but who cares?
Yeah, who really gives a damn, Tools? But I think my fantasy team is pretty solid this year. Demaryius, I'm telling you what, he did something last night. Without that fourth quarter, though, he did nothing. I was sweating it. I had Matt Prater, too. He had 7 extra points. But
I'm one of these people. How about the people that skipped on Wes Welker?
Yeah, I also snubbed my nose at him, Tools. I didn't think he was going
to
do much.
I could have had him, and I'm trying to think. I could have had him in front of some... And
yeah, you could have had guys, but it's not like you ever could have had anything else.
Thanks. Okay, so.
No.
Okay.
I wanted to get to a serious point.
Go ahead.
Michelle Tafoya? What's the Beatles lady name? Michelle Beatle or whatever?
Yeah.
Tools, these broads aren't hot. I don't know what everybody's seeing in these NFL broads, but they're not hot.
Not hot.
Did you see Mike Missinelli take a run at that Beatles lady?
Yes.
On Twitter. Called her fat.
I know, but did you?
That's a voice of poncho move
right
there.
I don't think she's skinny. I don't think she's skinny.
She's
I don't
overrated.
Think she's Aaron Andrews skinny. I think that dress, if you did you see the we should probably tweet out the picture in case listeners are
Was unflattering.
It was an unflattering dress that made her probably look a little bigger than she really
she's
was.
Not hot.
But
she's not hot, Tolls.
I'll tell you, Epley Green loves her.
Come on.
She doesn't do that. What about Molly Sullivan? And I'm not talking about Molly the drug. Molly Sullivan.
Molly Sullivan, to me, is ecstasy, is enjoyableness.
Wow.
I'll lapdog that any day of the week. And to put her up against an Aaron Andrews, you're crazy. Aaron Andrews without makeup, borderline doable.
What?
Tools.
What Tools. Sports chick do you think is better than Molly?
None. There is none.
Oh, see, come on.
Jen Brown, she's got a huge nose. It's terrible. I wouldn't even touch her.
What about
Hannah Storm has no kinkiness
Hannah
to her
Storm.
And no body.
How can you even bring her name up?
Sage Steele, I don't know what kind of hair she's working with. She's probably got a bush on her, too.
I'm surprised you didn't go, Susie Colbert.
Oh, no. Susie Colbert's terrible. I wouldn't even let her nod me, Tools. Are you kidding me?
Susie Colbert.
I wouldn't even let her get down there. No way. I don't like her. And you notice this Aaron Andrew and the Carissa Thompson from ESPN, whatever.
I don't know.
They're doing this thing where they tweet pictures together, trying to get guys excited. I'm telling you what, they're pretty average chicks, Tools. Get something with a rack.
Can I bring up a few points from the Denver game? So it's first game of the season, you're pumped up. Obviously, there was a delay. But before that, there was one thing that got me really pissed off. Who comes walking on the field? With the camera low. They had the camera low. Why did they have the camera low? Because he's so freaking short. Every one of those cheerleaders was taller than him. Ryan Seacrest. I'm thinking, why the heck is Ryan Seacrest walking out? Why was he walking out?
I don't know. What does he have
because
to do with the NFL?
Because NBC wanted to promote his stupid show, Millionaire in a Second, or Quiz Millionaire. Quit shoving Ryan Seacrest on me.
Yeah.
Please.
And when you think of NFL and manliness and, you know, brawn, the brawn to the liking of Poncho, come on. Who's thinking of Ryan Seacrest for an NFL game? He's like the anti-NFL, anti-manliness. This pansy. A guy like you, he'd probably rough you up real hard, though, Tools. He'd probably take you downtown. A couple right hooks.
But speaking of NBC pushing stuff on you, okay? There was something I was looking at last night going, this is a reach. Michael J. Fox's new sitcom. Listen, I'm not the type of guy who has problems with people with disabilities that act. I don't care. Actually, I forget the guy's name, but on Breaking Bad, the kid has cerebral palsy.
Yeah.
He's a great actor. His role doesn't annoy me. Michael J. Fox is basically going to make his illness the joke of this whole show, and it's not funny.
Yeah.
I give it 6 episodes. It's going to suck. Don't push him down my throat. He peaked with Family Ties.
Tools, since when was this guy even funny anyway? Even before he got cheeky.
In Family Ties, maybe.
No, he wasn't funny on air, Tools. You probably thought he was cute. That show sucked. It was terrible.
Different strokes, annihilated.
Willis and Arnold would beat him into the ground in the park and it wouldn't even be an issue.
You're telling me that Family Ties was a bad show. So when you had the Cosby show followed by Family Ties, at your household, you guys did not watch Family Ties.
No. Tools, if Willis from Different Strokes got a hold of Michael J. Fox from Family Ties, he would have beat the Parkinson's right out of him. Willis's hood and Different Strokes is a hell of a lot better than Family Ties.
I'm not comparing it to Different Strokes, but if we are comparing it to Different Strokes, I think Family Ties is better than Different Strokes.
Yeah, okay. Tell that to Willis. He's a cocaine dealer, Tools. The guy is hard.
But anyway, Michael J. Fox, maybe. I know we got some movie buffs out there. They might go, well, what about Back to the Future? Back to the Future was good, but still, Michael J. Fox just annoys me. I've had enough of him.
Get him out of here, dude. Okay. RoboCop. You see that new RoboCop movie coming out?
No. And I wasn't a big RoboCop guy.
I wasn't either. I thought it was terrible. I just saw a preview today. For all the nerds out there following the voice of Poncho, brother. And we should. Tools, it's been a while since we did a little self-promo. We're on Twitter, at the voice Poncho. Yeah. We're on Facebook. What's that address?
I think
Facebook.Poncho,
like,
voice of Poncho.
No, I don't know. Just Google us. Google us and you'll find our Facebook.
Yep. And we're also going to be, for the first time ever, putting this on YouTube, Tools. So you can see the beautiful brawniness represented here. And you got Tools here wearing his black t-shirt with dog hair on it. His fucking, his Pomeranian must have been rolling around on his lap all night. Now he wears a t-shirt, but
Are you ready to give your
turn up
player for fantasy football?
Boy, you must have been
turn up
heavy Tools. We already did that.
For fantasy football?
Oh, I thought Stardom Sit'em was the name of our segment for fantasy football.
Well, either way.
Get these bits in order.
All right,
here,
now let me explain this to the fans. For the Stardom Sit'em, it cannot be an obvious Stardom. You can't say, like, start Tom Brady. Obviously, if you're Tom Brady, you're going to start him. It's a player. Everybody's got him right now in their team, even though every one of you is confident about your roster, and you shouldn't be because there's people whose rosters suck. But if you have a question about some fantasy stuff, we're going to give you some answers. Who is your Stardom?
My Stardom, Miles Austin from Dallas. For one thing, he kills New York's Giants secondary.
Yeah,
had a big year last year.
That is a good one. We do not rehearse this. I did not know that he was going to mention this name. I totally agree with you.
There you go. And the Giants secondary tools has been bad for years. Even when they won the Super Bowl, they're bad. So
that's good.
Miles Austin. There you go. I'd start him.
Like, let's say you have a Stevie Johnson on your team. Let's say you went running back, quarterback, and your wide receiver core is the issue of your team. And you have, like, a Stevie Johnson.
Oh, I'd start Miles.
Or an who's the Emmanuel Sanders? What's his name?
Emmanuel Sanders.
Emmanuel Sanders for Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
And you have Miles Austin. You have these three guys on your bench. Put Miles Austin in. I agree. He's going to have a big game.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you want me to do my Stardom or my Sit'em?
I don't really, but we got to get it in. Stardom.
Okay.
Are you going to do this on the fly, too, or did you actually
No.
Okay.
No. His name is Zach Sudfeld. He is the starting tight end for the New England Patriots. I know he's kind of popular in fantasy circles. In both of my drafts, I had the strategy of take Gronkowski in the fifth round and follow up with this guy in, like, the 13th round. Nobody really knows about him, but start him. That's my Stardom.
That's a good call.
Zach Sudfeld.
Yep. They'll get
tight end, Patriots. Okay.
Sit him.
So the sit him is a guy that you think you want to start, but you shouldn't.
For all our listeners that are slow, thanks for that, Tools. Sit him. Andrew Luck. Because for one reason, against the Raiders.
Andrew Luck.
My upset special of the week.
Andrew Luck.
Raiders over the Colts, Tools. For all you white trash Raider fans out there, this will be the few times you cheer this year, but I'm saying they beat the Colts.
Okay. So let me get this straight. If you have Andrew Luck on your team, you probably got him in the 7th or 8th round, right? What, 5th round maybe?
Yeah,
so you have a backup quarterback. Let's say your backup quarterback is Eli Manning or Michael Vick. Would you start them over Andrew Luck?
I'd start Eli Manning, not Vick.
You would not start Mike Vick over Eli Manning?
No. I actually wanted Eli Manning in my draft, but he went too early. I wanted him.
How early did he go?
5th round. He was my plan.
I wish I could be in that league.
Oh, there's a lot of Giants fans around, Tools. And I'm telling you what, Eli Manning's underrated. He's a good quarterback. He's still underrated. He's got more Super Bowls than his brother.
Can I give you my sit-em?
Yeah, go ahead.
And this is personal because I'm going to do this.
Great.
Okay?
Where's that third beer?
I have Cam Newton on my team, right? But I'm going to have to drop him. I'm going to have to sit him, and I'm going to start Mike Vick. You think that's smart?
I do, actually. I think Cam Newton is terrible. I think this guy's so overrated, I wouldn't have touched him. I know he scores some fantasy points.
He scores fantasy points.
Do you lose points for interceptions in your league?
Yes, but you don't go negative.
Okay. Well, I just don't like Newton. I don't like the guy. What happened to the other beer we had there, Tools? I thought we had six down here.
Nope, you didn't bring enough.
I brought three more down.
All right.
Tim Tebow, do you have him on your squad?
Heck no.
And if there's one lesson to be taken out of this Tim Tebow saga, can I get to it? It's one thing is for certain, and I know it certainly. Prayer never leads to poo-tang.
Now,
I'm telling you right now, Tools, chicks that are looking to give it up, get down and dirty, aren't trying to hear no psalms for the Corinthians.
Did you wear that jacket out the first Friday?
No, I didn't. I didn't. No.
Why? It's a good jacket. Did you ever
You know the jacket you borrowed
from me? Did you ever bring it back?
Yeah, no. a button fell off, plus but you never I still have it in my closet.
Yeah,
no.
I need you to bring me that jacket back.
I also have a few photos on Facebook of me wearing it, but it's a decent jacket. It's all right. The button fell off at the one wedding I was at.
What? Were you dancing like so crazy you didn't know what to do?
Tools, that's just sports fans. Hold on for a second. Did you hear about this bastard that has the 132-pound scrotum? It's a colored fella. He's got a 132-pound scrotum.
Is that the thing that I tweeted out a picture
yeah,
of?
Yeah, yeah. But it's a life-threatening surgery if he does it. So he's just sticking with this huge, huge 132-pound scrotum, Tools, and there's been a lot of publicity about him. I sympathize with the guy. I know what it's like carrying around that kind of luggage. You know what I mean? That's like a large Asian man he's carrying around, 132 pounds.
I don't understand what this, you're just like grasping.
Oh, I just feel for the guy. I feel for the guy, and I also.
We are Eagles fans. Go Eagles this weekend, even though we both picked against you winning, but we wish you the best.
We're fans, Tools, but we're realists.
Too much realists. Realists that you're not going to get any this weekend.
Tools, get any. My life revolves around the poo-tang and the greens, the collard greens, the endo, and the cash flow, baby. Affiliated, speculating me landing, must have got me mistaken with lame niggas. No, you gon' get high as fuck as long as the plane's with you.